You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, were presented by Progressive Insurance. Which five players would you take, would you pick to take down the Monstars? Not your all-time starting five. Each of, this is the top guy at every position. But a team that you're constructing that would win as a unit in any era against the Monstars. Remember, they can take whoever you don't take. They're going to take the powers of the other guys you don't take. Wembanyama had Steph at the one, MJ at the two, LeBron at the three, Duncan at the four, Shaq at the five. Good list, but I think he needs more shooting. So I had a different one. Meantime, Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA insider, NBA draft on ESPN, said this about a team that could be interested in pursuing Draymond Green.
The Kings can now go hunting for Draymond Green if they wish. And that would be extraordinarily interesting because it is the exact type of player that they need, and there's well, you know, it'd be interesting with Sabonis. That would be interesting first practice.
yeah, the fans would have to do something.
That would be an extraordinarily interesting situation. Holy Moses.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right, but I can certainly understand. You got a young team, veteran player that brings some defense, brings some sort of hustle to the game, has a familiarity with Mike Brown from his days at Golden State. Certainly fits a certain way, but I don't see him leaving Golden State. He's invested too much in the Golden State. You look at the situation of opting out. You say, well, why would he opt out? Well, because it gives you an opportunity to get a better deal, better contract. It also then allows for when they move Poole and brought in, when they move Jordan Poole and got that future money off their books and bring in Chris Paul, it now allows you to visit long-term deals with both Klay and Draymond again. Because remember, Chris Paul's deal is only 1 year. So you got all that extra money from Poole over the years that they can now give to the other two guys, giving many other two guys and Draymond as well as Klay. You don't, you know, when you talk about a guy like this, a pillar in the Golden State Warriors organization, this is why I talked about when you talk about statues. There's a statue of all three of them together with Steve Kerr pointing at him with a piece of paper in his hand or something, you know.
One, yeah.
Because that's what it is. He's his signature in the staple of the Golden State Warriors.
I agree. He helped reinvent the game along with Steph Curry and Steve Kerr.
Yeah, so you're really not trying. And they're trying to sign him back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it is.
Well, and Clutch is trying to create a market to drive the price up. He was guaranteed $27.6 million. He opts out. And my first thought is, okay, it'll be a team-friendly in the sense that they'll reduce the annual number in order to get more guaranteed money. So let's say you go from 27.6 to 22.5, but you get 3 or 4 years,
yes,
right? But what it looks like to me they might be trying to do is increase the annual number and get 3 or 4 years, right?
And they may be doing that too.
Yeah.
But you may look at it, Max, and say, well, paying him $30 million a year, I'm not doing it. But that's not the
I'm
way.
I'm not saying I'm not doing it.
No,
it's
no,
Draymond.
I'm just saying, when I say you, I'm just talking about people in general. But that's not the way the Golden State Warriors are looking at it.
You know, also Sacramento, people have to understand, Sacramento is so close to San Francisco. Sacramento to San Francisco is like
45 minutes.
Really? It's it?
Yeah, it's about 45.
45?
Yeah.
I thought it was like an hour and a half.
Nah, about 45.
I mean, that's right next door. The point is, but you might be thinking about your PJ. I mean in a car, Key.
About 45.
Not in your helicopter,
no,
in a car.
You, look it up. I think it's 45. I think San Francisco to Sacramento is about 45 minutes.
Let's see.
It may be a little, maybe it's 50.
I'm but saying it's not, an hour and a half.
I say it's more closer. I'm say it's closer to 50.
Okay, let's see. Here we go.
I could be wrong, though.
Well, you split the difference.
What is it?
Hour and 18 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well,
all right.
Okay.
So it's a little under 90 miles.
Prius or something?
It's a little under 90 miles. Point is, it's right next door. That would really be twisting the knife off, right? To go from the Warriors to the upstarts in the division right up the road.
It's like going from a Clipper to a Laker or a Laker to a Clipper.
Yeah.
When you were one of the top dogs. It's like Magic or Kobe all of a sudden going to the Clippers.
Ben in Denver, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Ben?
Ben in Denver. You have an issue with Key's basketball team?
Ben?
Ed,
are you
in
there?
New Jersey. We'll start with him. We'll see. I want to hear what Ben's beef was. But I mean, Ben's. But let's get to Ed in New Jersey. What's up, Ed?
Oh, he's gone too.
Andrew in Connecticut, you're on KJM.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
What's up?
So I just wanted to touch on the Monstar conversation. Mm-hmm. So I have Magic at my one, mm-hmm. Steph at the two. Mm-hmm. My bias as a Lakers fan wants to say Kobe, but I'm going KD at the three. Mm-hmm. So Magic's running the show. He has shooters on both sides. I need a little bit of size, so I'm going Giannis at the four. And this last one might surprise you guys, but I'm going Ben Wallace at the five.
It's the worst construct. I mean, that's just not a – I mean, it's a great team. It would crush most teams ever.
Hey,
but
yo!
You ain't beating the Monstars with that team. Got Ben. I mean, Ben Wallace. I love Ben Wallace. Come on. He shot 50% from the line, I think.
You took Ben Wallace instead of Rodman?
Right. If you want the defender, you go to four with Rodman. Rodman, I actually, of all the non-oh, my God, he's actually a top 10 player guys that you could pick, I think Rodman is the best one because he was different defensively. Defensively, I'm not even talking about the Rodman on the Bulls because his defense had already fallen off a little bit. He's still grabbing 17 boards.
He was
still the best defender ever.
He was still strong.
But in Detroit... Oh my God.
The dude was so, but see, people forget, the dude was so good.
He was so
and
good.
He was on point. They knew that he would be fine. Hey, man, go to Vegas and come back in a couple days.
Yeah.
He'll be all right.
You're still going to shut down whoever you're guarding.
Yeah, go have some fun and get back with us in a couple days.
Ben in Denver. What's
Ben
your
in
issue
Denver.
With Keys starting five?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Hey, sometimes you guys come across as like, man, Max, especially you come across as like, the guy that knows it all, and you're always on point.
Yeah.
But, man, for this one, Key, I mean, I'm from L.A. originally. I'm from East L.A., big Lakers fan. Key, for you to not have Kobe Bryant and you put LeBron in there, you talk about the will to win. The pure fact of the will to win.
I get it.
Kobe and Jordan. And then after that, you can go Shaq. You can
but the
go,
problem,
I would put,
Ben, the problem with Kobe – for me, is I'm duplicating him with Jordan, or I'm duplicating Jordan with him. It's the same guy. I don't want to have two of those guys
exactly.
in the top five for me.
Unless one of them, if either one shot the three better than they did, and in this era, I think they would, but the
yeah,
fact
absolutely.
Is they play.
Both
then,
of them shot it. I mean, Kobe shot it. But Kobe came along as the three. I mean,
yes.
Kobe, toward the end of Kobe's career, the three was really starting to develop, and he was shooting it
when
he needed
to. They were both, for their time, adequate shooters, but the times changed as Kobe's career went on. But my point is this. If you have those two guys, both can play point, by the way, but neither can really do it the way, can pass the way LeBron or Magic or one of
it's
those like
hard.
Genius
it's
level
just,
passers
it's just
guys.
It's hard to leave a LeBron James.
Yeah. But
off
I mean, but stop. But so now you don't have a guy like that running your offense, and you also don't have shooting. You don't need the replication there. If you had Jordan and Kobe in the backcourt, what would, and then if you put, he says he wants Magic at the one. Now you need a guy like Jokic at the five. You're going to need, and a guy like KD or Bird at the four. You're going to need pure shooters at those other two positions. And if you take Jokic, you're giving up defense. Daryl in Texas, you're on KJM.
Yes. Hello. Yeah, this is my top five list. Listen to me when I say it. I'm going LeBron at once. Kobe and Jordan. I'm going Wilt and Shaq. I got three of the top 10 scorers. So I don't need no shooter. I got three of the top scorers with LeBron, Kobe, and Jordan. I don't need no.
There's only one ball. And you and how's the ball going to move? Like these guys, the problem.
LeBron. I got LeBron.
That's
LeBron. Got a point guard IQ. So I got LeBron for the point guard position. He's distributing the ball, and I got Jordan and Kobe because they can't only double team one guy. The rest of the guys don't have advantage of whoever does the little guard. But Jordan and Kobe, who are they trying to double?
This is what I'll say. I don't love that construction. However, I will say this. It's an interesting thought experiment. Can you just be bigger, stronger, and more athletic than everybody win that way?
Yes, you can.
Probably could.
100% you can.
You got a lot of guys who can't shoot.
Think about it, though. Think about when Detroit beat the Lakers.
Yep. Defense.
They defensively annihilated the Lakers for whatever reason.
It's the greatest defensive team I ever saw, and you couldn't overcome it.
And they didn't have a whole lot of score.
It's true. Harold in Philadelphia, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks, guys. I thought a lot about personality, ego, unselfishness, and defense. Mm-hmm. I've got Steph, Jordan, Bird, Garnett, and Olajuwon.
Interesting. You have Steph and Bird to shoot, Jordan to kill you, and Garnett to defend and do everything you need him to do, and Hakeem. And here's what's interesting about that lineup, Key. Steph is not a great defender, but he's a willing team defender type guy.
Yeah, but
everyone else on that team can defend.
But every single group that you put together is going to have one non-defender or one non-shooter. Everybody.
Yeah, it's an interest. He did something interesting there. If I have KD and Bird on my team, I don't need Steph. I can go put either Magic or LeBron at the one, and I'm good.
Can Bird get some bigger shorts, though? That's all I care about. Them little things.
Bird and Magic got to play in them.
Everybody else shorts are down in their
Dr.
kneecaps.
J too, yeah.
Oh, man.
Which five players would you pick to take down the Monstars? 888, say, please, think of roster construction. Think of the way it would actually work. Wilt and Kareem and Shaq. You can't have every seven-footer on the same team. It won't work. Or will it? 888-729-3776.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Which five players would you pick to take down the Monstars? Wembanyama has Steph, MJ, LeBron, Duncan, Shaq. I want more floor spacing. I have LeBron, MJ in the backcourt because I need those two on the team no matter what. Now I have KD and Bird at the forward positions, and I got Duncan, although.
You got Duncan, man. Stop trying to switch up.
I've been rotating this final slot throughout the last several months because I have Duncan, Hakeem, or Shaq, but I'm going to take Duncan because KD and Duncan will do everything you need them to do and not be a problem, and you don't have to run plays for them or anything like that. You know, LeBron's going to have the ball in his hands a lot. Jordan's going to be doing a lot of scoring, and Larry Bird can, like KD and Duncan, can move the ball and shoot if you need him to.
Kevin Durant going to be a real problem.
A real problem.
Serious problem.
He's the perfect Kevin Durant. Any team you ever construct, you can find a spot for Kevin Durant. He's only going to make it better. 7 feet, defends, pure scorer, and not selfish, you know what I mean? Not like a dude who... Byron in Cleveland, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's going on?
You got to turn down your radio, though, doggy. Yeah.
Talk to us on the phone.
You got to turn the radio down.
Oh,
Byron, we're going to put you on hold for a second. Listen, when you pick up the phone, when we pick up your call, just talk to us on the phone. You got to turn down your radio. There's a slight delay.
But you know they want to hear themselves in the background, man.
Yeah, they tell someone to
record
it for them.
You know you used to call into the New York radio station to try to win things for free. You had it on. Listen to my voice. Listen.
WPIX had a thing where in the early 80s, they had it's like this dot bouncing around. And every time it came in the middle of the screen, you had to say picks to try to explode it. And then if you exploded 8 or 10 of them, whatever it was, the high number that day would win some prize. I swear to God, the first time someone showed me a screensaver, it was in second grade. I was 7 years old, and they brought in this computer screen to teach us basic, right? They wanted this Bill Gates first program. And this screensaver was bouncing around the screen, and every kid in the class was going, picks, picks, trying to blow it up.
What an interesting life you used to have, Max.
Well, that was, 40-something years ago. Rico in North Carolina, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Keyshawn, Max, glad I can make it through, man. Okay, this 5 to beat the monster. I got 5 and I got a 6, man. Check it out. We have Steph Curry at the point. I need the greatest shooter of all time. Mm-hmm. I do have Michael and Kobe at my guards because I just need 2 killers that's going to kill the Monstars.
Yep.
I have Kevin Durant. I have Shaq. And my 6th man is actually LeBron James. I need somebody who can take the position of every one of my starting 5.
Well,
and he's special. And if you – go ahead.
I like it. At least this person – it's a little small. But there's a logic to it. He's saying, Steph, you have – a ton of shooting right there. Plus, he has KD. So he's got the shooting. And instead of LeBron, he's saying, put Kobe with MJ because you don't need a maestro conducting all this. You got Steph. You got
exactly.
it. And you have 2 just killers at the wing on either side. And then you have your size and Shaq in the front. I get that. I understand it.
And then the 6th man is LeBron, who can come in and do everything of each player.
He's
my X factor.
See, I would have Kobe as the 6th man, but I have a little bit of a different strategy. You know who else could be on this team, by the way, who we haven't mentioned? If you need shooting, I put Bird at the 4, but you could put Dirk at the 4. Dirk gives you a ton of shooting.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah. A ton of it.
Lots of things you can do. Byron in Cleveland, are you ready to do this properly? Nope.
No. Man, go to Will. Go to Will, man, in San Antonio.
Will in San Antonio. No, Byron, you got to turn down the radio. Will in San Antonio, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
What's up, guys? Great show. I just want to chime in. When I think of like beating the Monstars, I'm thinking about size. I'm thinking about shooting. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about, just an all-around game. So I got LeBron at the 1. I got Jordan at the 2. I have Bird at the 3. I have Kevin Garnett at the 4. And I got Duncan at the 5. That covers shooting. That covers defense.
Very similar to mine. Let me ask you something. Why not? So you're basically taking KG over KD, but KD is an excellent defender and a much better shooter than KG. Why are you – you have my team, but you swapped out KD for KG. Why?
Because when it comes down to it, when you're talking about playing a Monstar team with heart, I'm going to take KG's heart over anybody who's ever played in the NBA. I want that toughness, and I think KG was a better shooter. And we gave him credit for it. It was just a different era when they didn't shoot as much. But had he played today, he would have been a knockdown 3-and-D guy as well as everything else he did well. So, but I want that heart from KG.
I understand. By the way, the second caller, there's something consistent about the thought process. As my father used to say, or still says, Key, there's a mind at work. If you call in with a list, show us that there's a mind at work. You want to try Will? No, that was Will in San Antonio.
No,
oh, he's gone.
Cleveland's
gone? Yeah. No, the other guy we tried to get through is gone.
Byron. Will's here.
Just talked to Will.
No, that was Byron.
No, that was Will.
No, that was Will. That was my list, man. This is Will. See? That was my list with KG and Duncan.
Yeah. All right, Will, good list.
But they had something else up for Will.
Eric in New York. You're on KJM.
I want to go with a very similar list, but a little bit different. You got to go with Magic at the one, and then I'm going to go with Jordan. And I'm also going to go with my thing is I'm going to go with Barkley at a 3-4 swing with also with Tim Duncan. And my center is going to be Bill Russell, and my sixth man is going to be Larry Bird.
But you don't have any shooting.
Larry Bird is going to give you shooting. And then if you're going to add another guard like the other fella did, I would go with Steph Curry.
But wait a minute. Your starting five is Magic, MJ, who else?
Well, first of all, he had about nine players.
but it was Magic, MJ, Barkley.
Don't start with that. No,
Tim Duncan,
Duncan, and Bill Russell. You got. I mean, it's of course. But like on the alt, if you there's no shooting on that team. You need shooting.
Yes, there is shooting. Listen, Jordan can shoot the ball. He shot the ball just fine. And I just said you got Larry Bird.
Larry Bird's on your bench. You're cheating. We're not talking about the bench. We're talking about a starting five.
Okay, so you're trying to tell me that Jordan didn't shoot the ball?
Jordan, in his day, shot.
With that being said.
In his day, Jordan shot well enough for a two guard. But we're talking about a team that could play in any era. And in today's era, today, you need much more. If Jordan is your outside threat, you don't have enough shooting. Of course.
Okay. Well, that's my opinion. You to discuss or whatever. But I'm going to tell you right now, I disagree with you.
All right, that's fine. We're allowed to disagree. Mike in Indiana, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I love the green when they get so mad. What's up, Mikey?
Can you guys hear me? All right.
Yeah.
Hey. All right. So here's my starting five. I'm from Chicago, so I'm a Bulls fan. I have to include my man Jordan, but. But the one, I put LeBron for playmaking, flash defense. For my two, I go Michael. Scoring, even though you disagree, Max, but I would say scoring, defense, pure winner. My three would be Durant for his pure scoring.
My team Wayne. So far. Go ahead.
Four would be Rodman for his defense, his incredible defense. And five, so I can have a little bit of defense and a little more scoring because I keep hearing you say not enough scores. I would go Embiid. Just because you could pop that three.
Okay. I can't listen. That is also a consistent philosophy. With all the scoring and guys who have the ball, Rodman could fit in on an all-time team because you're getting just an absurd defender who's just going to get extra possessions with rebounding and defense. And by the way, he could finish. It's not like he couldn't run the floor and finish.
Yeah, I like the finish products, though.
Yeah, they do everything.
Yeah, everybody. I mean, when I say finished, I mean we've seen them for a strong length of time.
Yeah,
Embiid we've seen, but I mean I'm talking about the strong. You know, their careers are over. I can't be messing around with dudes that gave me four good years and he's a guy better than this other guy.
See, if I take LeBron, MJ, KD, Bird, and let's say Duncan, and I take that off the table, who are the Monstars going to counter with at the five positions? So you can't have any of those five guys construct it. How could the Monstars make a team that could beat my team once I take those five off
the
table?
Well, you could. I could find five that would certainly challenge that five.
I'd be interested to hear it. 888-SAY-ESPN. I'll do the same thing to Wemby. Wemby took his five. Let me try to come up with five that could beat Wemby's five once he took those guys off the table.
You already did.
No, I took guys. He took some of the same guys.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
The College Baseball World Series ends tonight, but who will be the champion? KJM.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, were presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by Peter Burns, SEC Network co-host of Best Week Ever. Morning, Peter.
Max, I appreciate the batter-ups, St. Lunatics rewind coming back in. That's a good one for basically the Florida Gators. I mean, had it been a boxing match, they would have thrown in the towel like in the fourth inning. I mean, that was I've never seen anything like that. What happened last night?
And what's crazy about baseball is, in a weird way, isn't the pressure on Florida tonight? Right, you can't win 24-4 and come back and drop the World Series, can you?
And listen, we just saw it in Major League Baseball, right? We saw the Angels put up, it seemed like 150 on the Rockies, and the Rockies won the damn series. So, I mean, baseball is a weird sport, and I actually was talking to some people last night. I said, what would you rather? Would you rather 24-4, or would you have rather lost 6-5, or, you know, or a walk-off or something like that? They're like, give me the 24-4. Like, you could just flush that. You can get rid of all your pitching and just go, hey, listen, it is what it is. And LSU is not happy with it, right? It's almost like a point of where somebody steals a base late and something, you know, where all of a sudden they're figuring, all right, like if you were just going to try to run up the score, like they're just waiting right now. And it's going to create great drama. It's now two things happen. Will we see Paul Skeens, who arguably is going to be the number one pick of the draft, come back on short rest, which would be incredible. And we're going to see the kind of the SEC Shohei Ohtani. This kid, Jack Caglione, throws 95. He's going to be the starting pitcher. And, oh, by the way, he's hit 33 home runs leading Division I. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I believe LSU comes back, right? It's historically, in terms of college baseball, they're one of the top programs historically in college baseball. So I can't see where they look at it and go, okay, we got hammered 24-4, and now all of a sudden we're going to fold our tent. I just can't see that happening.
You know, I'll ask you, did you ever have it where a loss, like a debilitating loss that you didn't have a lot of them in your career, but flipped it for you, like flipped the switch? Were you ever part of a team where all of a sudden you got beat down and you're sitting there going, okay, like we are dialed in, or was it more demoralizing?
It was more at the time getting beat down, it was demoralizing, but you refocus, you shift. Okay, what did we do wrong?
Right.
How can we correct our mistakes? What were those first several innings like in baseball? What was those first series in football like? We make those adjustments, and I can't see where LSU doesn't make the necessary adjustments that they need to get back in it.
And the adjustments really for them are to do exactly what they did. I mean, they left 17 men on base in the first game, and they probably should have won by more. But in game two, right off the bat, they left the bases loaded two times in a row, and you're sitting there going, man, like you kind of caused that. They had a bad error, like in a Jordan Thompson, who's a little struggled for LSU here at shortstop. And all of a sudden, it was not like this was 14-0 right from the jump, right? This was LSU took the early lead, kind of just shot themselves in the foot. They didn't have any pitchers for this game, and you know Florida turned it into damn batting practice.
How do you say the pitchers? Is it Caglione? How do you say his name?
Caglione.
Caglione. How tall is he?
He's unreal. 6'6". That's key. I mean, like if you looked at him, you would think that he's out there for Florida football practice. I mean, he is a beast of a man. And again, nobody's ever seen this since we saw. I mean, what Shohei is doing right now, and the fact of throwing 98, 99, he's a starter for an SEC squad, and now he's the home run king of college baseball. Like, I mean, the world is going to understand what Jack Caglione, and he's going to be the next big star in Major League Baseball.
You know, he reminds me of a right-hand Randy Johnson, and that's why I asked, because I'm
6'10".
Like, yeah, it was six, but 6'6 is coming downhill, Max. Yeah, think about the delivery coming downhill. I mean, he's already at the plate.
Throwing
that's
95,
why he's throwing
90
plus.
Yeah. 95 looks like 100 when it's coming down, like when its release point is far. Hey, talking right now to Peter Burns, SEC Network, co-host of Best Week Ever on ESPN Radio Sundays, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. You talk about Shohei, right? And how this kid is now, I'm sorry, you have to pronounce his name again for me.
Yeah, Caglione.
Caglione. So, you know, I remember something that Bill James wrote about Babe Ruth once, which is one of the things, the way he kind of revolutionized baseball was that he had an imagination, a big imagination. Why can't I hit the ball over the fence? And as soon as he showed people the way, then Lou Gehrig and Jimmy Fox were all doing the same thing, right? So more or less, little less. Do you think that there's something now with what Shohei is doing that he has led the way and we will increasingly see this kind of thing? You know, a guy with a good arm pitches and, you know, becomes a two-way player?
So it's fascinating, Max, that you bring that up, because on the flip side, LSU, their stud who may pitch today is probably going to be the number one pick of the draft is Paul Skeens. You know, he transferred from Air Force, where and not only was he a starter and throwing 98, one of the best pitchers, but he also was in the starting lineup as far as for Air Force, as far as hitting the ball as well, too. Now, he's done the opposite. He flipped to LSU and says, listen, Jay Johnson already had enough people and batters in that lineup that they said, we don't need you. We want to focus you as a draft pick. We want to focus you as a pitcher. So Skeens is one of those guys that's equally capable. I mean, he had power. He batted over 300, and yet now they said, we only want you pitching. So, you know, I think coaches are going to be more apt to say yes to it, but it just also depends on what the team's makeup needs and honestly what the kid ultimately wants to specialize. And Skeens, real quick, is interesting because I talked to a scout last night and said, who's going to be at the top of the draft? I'll just put it that way. And he was with the GM, and he says, we don't want Skeens to pitch at all. Like, make sure he's on ice tonight, because they want to be able to pick him at the top of the draft. So that's going to be kind of the cat and mouse game tonight. Are you going to see the best pitcher in college baseball versus the Shohei Ohtani for Florida?
Peter Burns, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate your time, Peter.
Later, boys.
All right, but
you know, I'm thinking as he was talking about that, like if a guy like Ichiro, right? You telling me he couldn't have pitched? Think about Ichiro's arm from right field. Not only the power, but the precision. Dude like that couldn't have pitched. There's a lot of guys.
You got to have control. You can't just go.
I'm saying the precision. Ichiro could put it in a teacup from the outfield.
Yeah, but putting it in a teacup from the outfield is different than having control and command of your pitches. Now you got to. You can't just go out there and throw fastballs. You got to be able to have stuff.
You're right, and who knows? But it's like sometimes someone would be like, hey, what basketball player do you think would make the best boxer? Who knows how everyone takes a punch and everything? But if you asked me to guess, back then I would have said AI, right? Super middleweight, light heavyweight, 6'1", lightning fast, long arms, the whole thing. A guy like Ichiro, a guy like, you know, there are some guys where you watch, you think about it now and say, could they have pitched? Ooh, what would that have looked like?
Mark McGwire pitched in college.
Yeah, he did. Played third base in the pros a little bit, too. All right. Game 3 of the College World Series between LSU and Florida tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN and ESPN+. Plus. Which top 5 players would you take? Would you pick to take down the Monstars? 888-SAY-ESPN.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80.
Oh, bank shot.
Someone just made a good point on Twitter.
Stay off Twitter, man. Haven't you learned your lesson?
Best offseason ever for an NBA team. Didn't the Lakers get Kobe and Shaq in the same offseason?
No.
That wasn't – they didn't
Kobe was before Shaq, right?
It was – remember, because Jerry West – Jerry West told him, I just drafted a kid.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a better offseason in any sport?
I thought Kobe was there 1 year before, but it wasn't.
Yo, has there ever been a better offseason in any sport? You got Kobe and Shaq when they're both young.
I'm sure I can find one that might be close or better. I'm sure we can.
You put two dudes together, both top 10 all-time players when they were young, and they got a three-peat out of it. underachieved.
Even though Paul George and Kawhi not having a success, that was a good one to start.
Not
with.
Like Kobe and Shaq.
They're not having a success.
Neither one of those dudes is as good as Kobe or Shaq.
But I'm saying that was ooh.
Yeah, it's a hell of an offseason.
No, here's one for you.
Go ahead.
The Miami Heat.
Yep.
With LeBron and Bosh and D-Wade.
You know
remember,
what?
D-Wade was a free agent. He opted out.
You know what, though? In the end, they went to four straight, went back-to-back. They did not three-peat. That Lakers team three-peat
I'm not saying that they're better. I'm just saying there was – you name a few. But I want to apologize to all the Minnesota Viking fans out there that listen to the show every single morning. There is no Minnesota Viking hate. Remember, I picked Stephon Diggs, even though he was with the Buffalo Bills. So that's a plus for the Viking people. You know, I'm just telling you.
Oh,
I like
Justin
Jefferson.
They're
He's
at
coach,
you.
He's coached by one of my former teammates in Keenan McCardell. I know how good he is. Me and K-Mac won a Super Bowl together. So y'all just chill. Okay.
There's Justin Jefferson
such
on the
hater.
List.
I'm such a hater.
All you do is hate.
All I do is hate.
Sad.
I don't like Joker. I can't stand Josh Allen. Give me another one. Tyreek Hill. He's just, I can't stand Tua.
Well, you have Tyreek
Tua.
At the number one on your list.
Yeah, I can't stand Tua. I just hate everybody.
I just can't believe you called Justin Jefferson a potato.
What's that? Yes, you did refer to him as a potato.
Yeah,
Jokic.
That's boring. Not his body or his shape or anything. It's just
you mean just
boring.
It's a staple food that
Man.
Needs to be seasoned.
Like I had some boring roasted potatoes last night. It had no salt on it, no rosemary.
Not those little red ones.
No, it wasn't red ones.
Those little red ones come right out.
It was
ready to go.
I said roasted potatoes. They brought them out. There was no salt, no rosemary, no olive. It was just like, what is this?
Rosemary. Ross in Austin. You're on KJM. Bill in Austin, you are on Keyshawn, J. Willem X, ESPN Radio.
All right, man. Just hopped out of swim practice, so I'll tell you right now, I'm not a basketball player. You know, Stanley from The Office, that's me. So here's my five. Jordan, because he's the GOAT. Kobe, got to have that, you know, Mamba mentality. You got Steph, you got Hakeem, because I'm from H-Town. And, you know, when you get respect from Shaq, and plus he can also hit free throws, you got to throw Hakeem in there. Mm-hmm. But you guys are talking about current players, past players. How about future players? Let's put Wim and Yama in there.
That's what someone else said, but he's not ready
yet. I don't even know what that is, man. For all we know.
Victor.
But I'm saying, I didn't say I didn't know who he was. I said I don't know what that is.
He hasn't played a single NBA game.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Someone else said the same thing.
Here's Key Hayden again on Victor.
Here's Key Hayden. So my buddy just texted me. He said LeBron, Steph, Kobe, and Jordan, and Shaq, Magic off the bench.
Could.
It's yeah, not
we're
about
not doing bench. We're doing top five.
It's
That's
not
it.
About position. Well, you every now and then you do slide a bench player in. You do take a six. You've done that like 10 times.
Well, Max. I'm saying if I had a six, man, I'd take Kobe.
Well, that's what he's saying. He says it's not about positions. It's five and six guys, all leaders and unstoppable. So
that's not a bad
you can
one.
Put
I have to admit, at first I didn't like it. The more
spots.
I think about it, the more I like it. Yep. Randy in Virginia Beach, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Look at you hating now, Max. What's wrong with you?
Max, Key.
Yo.
Great show. I got a five for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to start at the top. Kareem, all-time scorer, right? Mm-hmm. LeBron just passed him, so we got established. The best defender inside, Hakeem Olajuwon. Now, that's already been proven with him and Ralph Houston, so that would work.
Yeah, but,
okay,
but Hakeem was the one closer
three,
to the basket there. But go ahead.
Yeah, my three is Bird. Before any shooters ever existed, the guy will call his shots anywhere. He's 6'10". He can slide inside to even defend and pass the basketball to any playmakers. Is that true or not? True.
Yes.
All right?
But as
Key
just said, you're missing a little speed.
Yeah, that's a very slow.
You don't need speed when you have Hakeem Olajuwon and Kareem inside.
All right, go ahead.
But I haven't even finished my last two yet. Mm-hmm. So I have the ultimate guy that can do everything, LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Okay? Defensively, when he was young, he can slide really well because he's so athletic. Mm-hmm. And then Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. That guy, if you have all those scores, Michael don't have to score.
It's true.
But
Michael Jordan's going to wind up being the leading scorer anyway.
And lock him down.
Yeah.
My number six is Kobe because he's basically – he played in a tough era, and he played in a soft era. He can shoot the basketball. Michael, now, if you – Max, you say Michael couldn't shoot the basketball. Ask Portland.
No, he
Fairbanks.
Could. He could shoot. I'm just saying, by the
but
standards of today, he's not like a pure –
how many three-pointers he knocked down in a championship game.
But I get it, but he's not a pure outside shooter. That's all I'm saying. Key, what do you think?
I mean, it's a good team.
I mean, they're all going to be good teams. I think my team is the best so far, but of course I would think that because it's mine.
Yeah.
MJ, LeBron at the one, MJ at the two, KD at the three, Bird at the four, Duncan at the five, but if you want to tell me Hakeem or Shaq at the five, you could put any one of those guys at the five. KC in Georgia, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's going on?
Look, I got Cap number five. Mm-hmm. I got Wilt Chamberlain at my four. Defense rebounding. He don't even have to score. I have LeBron at my three. I have Magic at two. And I have Steph at the point.
All right. Magic at the two? What? Wouldn't you have Magic at the one and Steph at the two?
Now, Magic going to give me size. If I'm dealing with the Monstars, I need some size. Magic 6'9".
But who? What
Magic
I want to know, I get it. I'm not talking about who's defending whom. First of all, my team, everyone's a defender. But and you have the shooting and you have the defense and you have the slashing and everything. But you're saying Magic and Steph, you're losing. You don't have a lot of defense there. But who has the ball in their hands mostly, Magic or Steph?
Magic would, because right. Magic is better guard. With decision making. Steph could come off the, you know, off the slash or off the screen for three. But you
wouldn't
have to look
that
at
make
go get inside?
But wouldn't that make Magic the one and Steph the two? Well, don't you really? I think of who's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm not thinking as much about who they defend. I'm thinking about what their job is on offense. No?
I just think Magic is a better decision maker and distributor because we can bring. Yes. Stuff off the, you know, a screen like Ray Allen did or Reggie Miller did. Mm-hmm. Who's going to defend that?
No
and
one.
Then I got, you know, Wilt. Who's going to come in on Wilt?
Yeah.
That's I don't even need Wilt to score. And we know he can. That's mm-hmm. rebounds and shot blocking. Mm-hmm. And then you got Cap. Nobody's going to stop that skyhook. He's going to skyhook you to sleep.
It's a little awkward. Not a lot of shooting still. Richie in Manhattan.
He's on the air, man.
Yeah. Richie in Manhattan.
All right. Here we go. Okay. I'm not overthinking this. Obviously, LeBron and Michael, two best players ever. LeBron at the one, Michael at a wing. The other wing, I'm putting Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. Now, you might think, oh, Rich is going to have no size. Nuh-uh. I got Tim Duncan at 7 foot at the power forward. Mm-hmm. And I think the third greatest player ever. And
Kareem.
A guy who's underrated defensively and had the most unstoppable shot in history, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
But again, you don't have Steph is your only shooter. See the team I have? Could play in any era.
Yeah,
LeBron at the one, MJ at the two.
The difference is you're substituting. I'm substituting. What makes your team, where you're going with the shooting, is Kevin Durant at forward. I can slip Kevin Durant in for Duncan, and then you
no,
can
but
say,
Duncan
well,
doesn't.
Okay, so
but you understand?
And
we have the same backcourt.
Kevin,
all right,
but I don't think
the
team's.
We have the same backcourt. The difference is I have two guys who can shoot and defend and have size in the front court to go with whoever I have at the five.
Yes, I hear you. So tomorrow the running backs will hate me, Max, because I'm
why
running
you
back
doing
list.
The running back
yeah,
list
I'm
tomorrow?
Doing
ooh,
back
someone's going to be mad at Key tomorrow.
Now I got
Chris
you.
Carter tweeted at Key today. He is mad because he didn't have his Minnesota Viking, Justin Jefferson, on his top five receiver list. He would have him six.
Emmitt Smith would be mad at
him. Emmitt Smith would be mad. Oh, is that right? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.